But in a very different mood, Benedick, the woman-hater, in Much Ado About Nothing, muses on the sudden passion of his young friend Claudio, who appears to have fallen violently in love. I do much wonder that one man, seeing how much another man is a fool when he dedicates his behaviors to love, will, after he hath laughed at such shallow follies in others, become the argument of his own scorn by falling in love. And such a man is Claudio. I have known when there was no music for him but the drum and the fife, and now he'd rather hear the tabor and the pipe. I've known when he'd have walked 10 mile afoot to see a good armor, and now will he lie 10 nights awake carving the fashion of a new doublet. He was wont to speak plain and to the purpose like an honest man and a soldier, but now is he turned orthographer. His words are a very fantastical banquet, just so many strange dishes. May I be so converted and see with these eyes? I cannot tell. I think not. I will not be sworn, but love may transform me into an oyster. But I'll take my oath on it, till he hath made an oyster of me, he shall never make me such a fool. One woman is fair, yet I am well. Another is wise, yet I am well. Another virtuous, yet I am well. But till all graces be in one woman shall not come in my grace. Rich she shall be, that's certain. Wise, or I'll none. Virtuous, or I'll never cheapen her. Fair, or I'll never look on her. Mild, or come not near me. Noble, or not I for an angel. Of good discourse, an excellent musician. And her hair shall be of what color it please God.